Welcome back to the Martin County West Coaches Show, and now talking with Stanetta Savota, the cross-country coach. And coach, you had a very successful season with a pretty young team this year, only three seniors. So kind of go back to the beginning and start and kind of take us through your season.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for having me here this afternoon. So first of all, typically during the beginning of our season, we have our younger athletes competing at the junior high or the C division level. And so for our gentlemen, some exciting things with them was the fact that in Minnesota as a team, they were undefeated, which is pretty amazing because they had some very large meets, some very good competition. And that was just something that they strived for. They wanted to try to see if they could continue to go undefeated throughout the season here in Minnesota. They did get beat in South Dakota, but third place out of a large number of teams, which were quality teams also. And so that was a huge feat for them to be able to do that. So as we look at the beginning of, or the end of August, the beginning of September, that's what we would consider more of our let's find out what we can do type situation. And then as we move into October and get to the beginning of November, that's our competitive part where now everything should be fine-tuned and we're ready to race. And so as we were going through September, we found out, you know, what we have our strengths at, things that we need to work on, and we continued throughout the season to do that. So as we progressed and got to October, we moved our junior high, both our ladies and gentlemen, up to the varsity level, and they were ready for the challenge. And that was very exciting because they'd had so much success, both our ladies and gentlemen, at that junior high level, that now that carried over when they were now varsity runners. So a very huge thing for them. And that also inspired then our seniors and our other athletes that we had there too.
Yeah, you see the young kids getting good times is obviously going to push the older kids to do better as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a small number of athletes, but a great number of athletes who are willing to work hard and put in that extra effort to be able to become not just a great runner, but an excellent runner. And we talk about all those other little pieces. Everybody is out there running, but what are the other little extra things that we can do? And so we do some cross training like biking and swimming. We do a lot of ab workouts. And of course, we love to run the hills. We have to go and find them because we do not have a lot of hills where we train in Sherburne. So we travel to get to do some hill workouts. But that's, you know, part of our little key there to success, too.
Talk about some of the conference accolades. I know seeing, you know, watching the scores and watching the times all throughout this last season, a lot of kids seem to make some PRs, which for people that don't know, that's personal records.
Yeah.
But it kind of just got better and better every meet.
Absolutely. And that's what you want your athletes to do. You want them to achieve those personal bests as you get to the end of the season. And it seemed like every time they were racing, they were taking off time. And that is a huge feat for them. Another key factor that we look at is the first half of our race, we typically want to do what we call pace. And then the second half is race. And that means to run then a negative split. And so as we got to the section meet, 13 out of our 14 varsity runners ran a negative split, which means they ran the second half, which you should be tired then. They ran the second half faster than they did the first half. But at our conference, okay, as you know, we are in a different conference now. It's the Tomahawk Valley Conference, and we currently have 8 teams that are there with both boys and girls running. We do have a team that just has boys that are competing, but we ran at the Winthrop Golf Course. We had an opportunity to race there last year as a preseason type meet, but due to all the rain prior to our meet, which got postponed, they had to alter the course anyway. And so I think it was a much better decision what they did. You didn't have to repeat as much. And so I think the athletes too found it a lot better. They were finishing and starting on a downhill rather than having to finish maybe on an uphill. So that was good for them. So what they do in our conference now, in order to earn all conference honors, it is the top 25%. So all of the number of runners that finish. So for the all conference, then it's the top 15%. And then the next 10% are going to be your all conference honorable mention. position. So for our ladies, we had Evelyn. She placed fifth in our conference, and so that was all conference honors. And then we had one gentleman led by Dominic Dietz, and he placed 19th. So that would have been all conference honorable mention. We also now have a little bit different of an academic award, and so they're looking at 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, and our team has very few of those on our team, so that makes it a little bit more difficult. But we then had one athlete who had a grade point average of 3.75 or higher, and it has to be a cumulative, and that was Hayden O'Connor. So he earned all conference academic honors for us, so that was unbelievable too.
Yeah, and so, and then going from, you know, conference honors in the section, and then even had one runner make it to state, Evelyn Christensen, her second year making it to state. So she had a little bit of experience this time.
Correct. Absolutely. So during MEA, we had an opportunity to go and run through the course at Baylor, and that's where our section meet is held. And we had been there earlier in the season, but we do a great workout where we focus on the hills in the back stretch there. And that's where I always tell the athletes, a lot happens in that back stretch, because typically it's really difficult for a spectator to get out to that part. So there's really no one there. It's just you and the ground and all of the other athletes that are competing. And so we talked about how, where your positioning is, where do you want to be? And as we got into October with Evelyn, I just told her, you know, the top six individuals will advance. Every meet that we're in, we just need to make sure you're finishing in the top six. And every meet in October, she achieved that goal. She placed in the top six, which is what she did at the section meet also to advance to the state meet. But we talked about how when you get to the mile mark, you need to be fairly close to that position. So as she came to the mile mark, she was sitting like in ninth place, which is just where she needed to be. Our gentleman did a great job too. You know, we talked about, okay, where do you guys want to be when you're, you know, at that mile mark? And our thing with our gentlemen is the pack running. They can keep together in a tight pack, which is amazing. And they can do that from the 1 mile to the 2 mile to the halfway and then even to the finish. So they always were trying to get under that 60 second mark. And they did many times. They were very close to that and underneath there to be able to do that. So Evelyn was our only individual that ran at the state meet. And again, she placed sixth. She was able to run under 20 minutes, which is a huge feat. That was something that she had wanted to do. And so she finished with 19:33 was her official time. And so then that puts her, as we look at all of the times that we've had over the years at the 5K, so that's actually the 12th fastest time that we have in school history. And then as a sophomore, that 19:33 happens to be the second fastest time as a 10th grader. And yeah, and she only missed number one just by a few seconds. We're only 4 seconds off of that. So that was terrific. Our girls team then placed 10th out of the 22 teams that were at our section meet. And so as we looked at improvement, and as I mentioned, we had all of our ladies ran a negative split during that race. And so they also then, we take their total times for our top five fastest, which is our team score. And so their average was 21:15. And that was a goal. We wanted to be under 21:30. We kind of said, you know, here's what we want to do. Can we be under 21:30? Yep, 21:15. So for our gentlemen, we did unfortunately not have anybody advance to the state meet. But if you watch those young gentlemen, as we mentioned to them, and even at the Pep Fest, if they continue to keep working hard, and working hard means in the off season, like now during the winter when other people are sitting around not doing anything, or, you know, even as we begin into the track season and then get into the summer, work hard and be consistent with your running, that they will see a lot of success. Because they are phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're a young team. I just feel like it's only going to go up from here. They sound like they're very into, obviously into running.
Yeah.
But I don't think people understand, I guess, the strategy that goes into a cross-country meet. They probably think you get off the bus and you run. But it's more...
Well, sometimes you...
They're running against their previous time. They're not so much running against people, even though they could push them during a race. It's like they're running against their time from the last time.
And it's hard to compare, you know, where during track season, the track stays the same. It's always 4 laps for a mile or 8 laps for a 2 mile. It always stays the same. But the terrain, the weather makes a huge difference when you're looking at cross country. And the fact that we're able to run it based regular earlier in September, it's easy then because it's the same course to be able to compare back and forth to see how you do. But to go from one course to another. And the other thing too, you know, that happens because I run through every course before they actually race. So I can tell my athletes too, is the course short? Is it right on or is it long? And that makes a difference too. So we had one course this year, it was a little long and we were able then to calculate and go back because, you know, sometimes the athletes, they're looking at, oh my gosh, I didn't improve. I've been improving throughout the season, but what happened to this meet? So I said, hey, look at this. This course was actually 3.26, not a 5K. So then we could calculate and then we looked at what our 5K times would have been. And so some of them even said, oh, I wish you would have been at exactly where the 5K mark was. I wondered what my time was going to be then. So there's a lot of strategy with hills, turns, competition. You've got to know where your competition is coming from. We also stress to them, there are no medals at the 400 meter mark. And so I would tell them, you know, especially in those bigger races, no one from our team leads the first 400 meters. There were times because our younger gentlemen, very talented, so there were a couple races where I did say to them, okay, in this race, somebody from our team is going to have to lead. But they listen very carefully, and that is key. You know, if you have athletes that listen to their coach so that they can get to that next level and be able to be competitive.
Well, I think the advantage, too, for you, you say you run the courses. I don't know how many other coaches actually are out there running the course before right. And they're able to tell their kids, like, hey, this is what it's like out there.
Absolutely. And so I know, like, where the halfway mark is. Many times they mark out, a school will mark out where the mile or the 2 mile is, but typically they're not going to mark out where halfway is. And that's important for our athletes because they want to know, am I running that second half faster, which is our key part for our training. And so it does take me some time sometimes, especially if I have multiple events, if I'm having people run in the 5K and the 4K, and maybe then they throw in a 3K there, and it's not all the same. So sometimes I have to like, okay, here's where the mile mark was. I have to go from there in order to do different events. But
yeah. Lots of fun.
It is.
So tell me a little bit. I mean, I've been talking to the coaches about obviously the new school coming and we're going to have a track for the first time in school history. Now you were here from the beginning. I can remember running the hallways at the high schools. I know it doesn't make a huge difference for cross country, but will you utilize that in your training, like say maybe the beginning of the season, or kids will be able to use that during the off season to keep themselves in shape?
Right. And so I guess what I look at in cross country, because we're able to go and find different loops that we have. So I have already a 400 meter loop. And again, that was because out of necessity.
Right.
We didn't have that opportunity.
We only had a cow path. I remember.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But now I go out to Everett Park. I have a 400 meter loop out there, an 800 meter loop. We also have a mile loop and then a shorter one, a 200 meter loop. So, you know, we're able to go different places, but definitely putting on your spikes and being able to get some of that quick, fast twitch fibers going there. Yeah, I think we will definitely be able to utilize the track for a couple times, but.
All right, Coach. Well, anything else you want to add from the season this year?
Well, state meet. Okay, so we ran at the U of M Les Bolston Golf Course. As you know, they are selling off the golf course there. So this could be or probably will be our last opportunity to race there. Evelyn did a fantastic job at the state meet there. Again, she was under 20 minutes. She ran 19:47. She was like 13 seconds off of all state honors, you know. And so when you think about that, you're like, oh my gosh, if you've ever been to that course, it is a challenge. It is a very difficult course compared to where we were at St. Olaf for many, many years. This is continually rolling hills. So the entire week before the state meet, we drove out to our golf course and we did the entire workout at our golf course. And when Evelyn finished a race, she said, you know, those hills were not near as bad as they were the first year when she went. But, you know, just the inexperience of not being able to be on that course prior to it last year. This year, we kind of knew what it was going to be like. And so it went much smoother for her. Yeah.
I'm going to assume that we could possibly look for her to make it Oh, maybe again next year and another year.
Definitely a goal, you know, and just a little tip. We have one of our managers made a little deal with her mom about something. And so I don't want to give that away, but when she becomes a seventh grader, we have high expectations for these girls. So hopefully they are up for the challenge.
And now this was... Well, I know it's been over 30. What number of year was this for you coaching now?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to leave that up in the air, but it's been quite a few years.
And are you going to keep, I mean, from here on, you obviously keeping coaching, not giving it up anytime soon?
That hopefully is my goal. I have been very fortunate that I can still get out there and run. And so I have the passion to do it. And as long as you have that passion, I think that that's a great idea to be able to do the things that you love. So that's one of my things that I love to do. And so, yeah, I hope I can continue to keep doing that for many years. I'd love to see a lot of these young children that I work with here in my classroom, you know, come up and be able to be a part of our team.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Gary.
And that was Stanetta Savota, the head coach of the cross-country team at Martin County West. We thank her for joining us here on the Fall Recap Show. We'll be back. We'll talk with head coach Kayla Zeems of the Martin County West volleyball team, who had a very successful season this year. And we'll close it out with head coach Tom Elliott of the Martin County West football team. That's coming up next on your Fall Recap Show here on Extreme Country 105.7, your home for the Mavericks all season long.